Everything is one and not. Your truth is valid. Another person's truth is valid. Another person's truth is also valid. Whatever works for you or for them, let them be. Because what works for you doesn't mean that it will work for others. What works for you doesn't mean that it will work for others. Every person has different gifts. Every person has different truth or reality. For others, they are born like this. For others, they are born like this, like this, like this. And I guess we will know the people who actually have the wealth DNA in them. But we all have it. And we also will know if people have this healthy DNA in them. Let's get started with a question. What question you might have? Okay, the question, what is my truth? This is my truth, and I'm not saying that this is true for everybody. And this is quite subjective because this is the truth for me. The most dominant truth for me is that everything works out effortlessly. And but when I try to be someone else, like I try to work hard, that doesn't seem to work for me. Or if I try to pressure myself, that doesn't seem to work for me. Because that is another person's truth. This is true for others, that if they work hard, harder and harder and harder, it's going to work out in them. But for me, what works for them is that when I work smart, when I work smart and I work based on what my heart desires, then that's the only time that it works. And whenever I do not let my ego, my mind, to do it, that's when it works. For example, last time, I was writing a copy. I was writing a copy last time, and it's so hard for me because that was not my reality. It feels like I don't want to do that. I was rejecting it. My body's rejecting it. My mind is rejecting it. And I was thinking too hard. And I was thinking too hard, too much about what I'm going to write. It's a sales copy, by the way. And I have this identity inside me that, oh, I don't want to sell this. I don't want to sell this product. But then they need it from me. Then I remember someone so good, so wise. I look up to this person that she's just giving, giving, and giving. Whether you're good, whether you're going to use it for bad, she just gives. And I was asking why. It's like the same question about this earth or anything in this world being free for all of us. There are good people who are using it for the good, and then there are bad people who are using it for the bad, and we are identifying people as good and bad. We have this separation. I'm also wondering why she did that. But it's me. Then I realized that it's like me asking, why the earth, why is God allowing this to happen? Because all the resources for us are free. But imagine, there are people who are exploiting it, and there are people who are being exploited. But why is God allowing that? If God is wise, why is He allowing that? Have you brought that question in your mind? I leave that question to you. Now, realizing that I have this gift inside me that I can share with anyone, regardless of judgment or without judgment. And if you ask me something, I give it. If someone asks me something, I give it. People are like telling me, hey, ang tanga mo naman. But in reality, the reason why I'm still confident kahit may mga nangyari sa akin is because I know in myself that everything is abundant in this world. We just have to open our mind. I just have to open my mind and it gets solved. This is the reason why I'm all... This is the reason why even if you fail, you know in yourself that you can be able to get out from it. Unless you die or something. But that also makes me think that it's also just an illusion. And it's just me living life as it is, living life to the fullest, without meaning or with meaning. All I know in myself is that I am enough. Of course, the people around me are having a hard time on something, and here I am. Just continuously doing what I'm supposed to do. So the idea here is that when I surrender that belief, when I let go of all the thoughts, when I stop thinking about the deadline, the pressure, and anything, that's when I was able to write. I was like sitting here in front of my laptop and I was just watching. It feels like I'm just watching a movie and then my hands are writing. That's it. And it's just me imagining it's done. And then finally, I'm surprised that what I have wrote is done. It's just me watching. The more I watch, even as I speak now, a while ago, I was having a hard time to talk about something. But as time goes by, it becomes easy for me because I'm just here watching and hearing my voice. I'm just a watcher now. And I just let the words flow through me. Meaning this is not my word. This is not the word that comes from my mind. Yes, I'm giving some examples that we need to share here as a story for you to understand that for some people, hard work works for them. Maybe not. But for some people, hard work doesn't work for them. Because maybe that was their old reality, but now this is their new reality. The more they become a watcher, the more it works. Because it's not their body anymore that is working. It's beyond them that is working. There is trust in it. And now people will be telling that, hey, you don't have individuality or something. This person has an individuality. As long as it assigns to itself, it commits to itself, that this is the kind of individuality that she embodies. But at this moment, she's a watcher. Sometimes she can be too optimistic, too energized, and sometimes just neutral or enough. But regardless if you are in a neutral, positive, or negative state, you just do it. You just keep watching. Watch your body, watch your words, watch everything around you. And the more you watch, the more the miracles unfold in you. In fact, just by living, just by breathing, that is also a miracle. You gotta recognize that it's a miracle. But other people are having a hard time that existence itself is a miracle. Why? Because it's their ego living in its own ego. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's also good to have an ego. But then the next question, if their ego collapses, or the building that they have built collapses, how would they feel about it? It's always the challenge of, like, for example, you are wealthy, you have $10 million in your bank account, you have everything, you are wealthy, you have everything that people want. It's easy for you. But then suddenly, it all collapses. How would you feel about that? The strongest people that I know can live through darkness, through light, and even with nothingness. Whether you have meaning or no meaning, these are the type of people who can live through this, who can still live through life. But then it's either you can live through life or you be as good as dead. Or maybe another path that we don't see. Now this is what I want to say, and I love you. Everything around us, it's holy, it's sacred, everything that you are seeing, even the things that we are touching, even the people that we are speaking to are sacred and holy. It's you are God. You who are listening to this, you are God. Every one of you is God. And the things that you are seeing right now, this is God. And what you are hearing right now, this is God. And what you are eating, this is God. Even when you close your eyes, that is God. And you maybe could be asking, even the evil people, or evil creatures, or something that you can call as monsters, or predators, are they God? That's something I want to ask you. Are they God? Again, everything is sacred, holy. I'll leave that question for you. Allow your heart and soul to answer that question, not from your mind. Not from your ego. Thank you.